In the days since Election Day, billionaire Elon Musk has taken on a prominent role within President-elect Donald Trump's inner circle.
Musk has been actively advising on staffing choices and influencing the direction of the incoming Trump administration, multiple sources report. Since Election Day, the world's wealthiest man has spent nearly every day at Mar-a-Lago with Trump, according to several sources. Musk even appeared in Trump's family photo on election night and was seen dining with future First Lady Melania Trump. Liam White reporting.
President-elect Donald Trump has appointed longtime immigration advisor Stephen Miller as his incoming deputy chief of staff for policy.
This is another fantastic pick by the president. Congrats, Stephen M., Vance wrote Monday morning. Miller previously held a senior advisory role in Trump's first administration. The 39-year-old was both the director of speechwriting and a senior advisor to the president during Trump's initial term. Kyle Norris reporting.
Ukraine's military intelligence has reportedly intercepted what it claims are radio transmissions from North Korean soldiers in Russia.
This development follows media reports of a substantial troop buildup, signaling a potential attack in the Kursk region. Ukraine's defense intelligence released short audio recordings Sunday, where soldiers can be heard speaking Korean. In the recording, the DPRK soldier first requests a repairman and then instructs the group to return at once, the DIU posted on its website. Benjamin Wright reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A Spirit Airlines flight en route from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to Haiti was redirected after being hit by gunfire while trying to land in Port-au-Prince, the Haitian National Office of Civil Aviation reported.
The aircraft was struck four times by gunfire while attempting to land at Toussaint Louverture Airport in Port-au-Prince, according to OFNAC. The Spirit Airlines plane diverted and landed safely in Santiago, Dominican Republic, Spirit Airlines confirmed in a statement. The plane approached within 550 feet of the runway before aborting its landing and rerouting to the Dominican Republic. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A wildfire on the New York-New Jersey border surged overnight to cover 5,000 acres, leading officials to delay one of the country's oldest Veterans Day parades.
As firefighters battled the Jennings Creek fire along the Orange County, New York and Passaic County, New Jersey border, the organizers of the 80th annual Veterans Day parade in West Milford, New York, announced a delay of the event until November 24th due to the ongoing emergency. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Former U.S. Representative Michael Grimm, a New York Republican who stepped down from Congress after a tax fraud conviction, is paralyzed from the chest down following a fall from a horse during a polo tournament.
Grimm, 54, sustained the severe injury in September and is currently receiving care at the Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation in New Jersey, where the late actor Christopher Reeve was treated after a similar equestrian accident in 1995, according to Grimm's friend Vincent Ignizio, Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.